Now, when we last saw Simon Peter, it was the worst night of his life. He watched as his teacher and friend was arrested. Following at a distance, he entered the courtyard of the high priest's home. There, several people recognized him as a follower of Jesus. But when confronted by them, Peter denied knowing Jesus. Inside the house, inside the house of the high priest, Jesus was charged with blasphemy and sentenced to death. He was to be crucified on a cross. As Jesus hung on the cross, where were the disciples? They were the followers, his friends. Now Judas, feeling great remorse, he returned the 30 pieces of silver that he had received for betraying Jesus. And then he hung himself. John, alone among the remaining disciples, had the courage to stand with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene. They stood at the foot of the cross. Some other women watched from a distance. But where were the other disciples? Peter, the rock upon whom Jesus declared would build his church, was in hiding. Maybe he couldn't stand to watch and hid in grief, remorse, and shame. Peter was not there to hear Jesus' last words. He was not there when Jesus was taken down from the cross. Peter was not there as Jesus' body was prepared for burial and laid in the tomb, nor when the stone was rolled to seal it. The disciples were in shock, in disbelief of what had happened. They gathered in the upper room, behind closed doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. They feared they would be arrested, and they feared for their lives. I'm sure they tried to grasp the whole reality of the events and the death of their teacher. We know, of course, that the cross wasn't the end of Jesus' story, nor the end of Peter's story. He went on to become the rock Jesus predicted he would be. What happened to transform Peter, moving him from cowardice to unshakable courage? What was it that gave him the boldness to preach and teach to the multitudes of Jerusalem and beyond that Jesus was the Messiah? On Sunday morning after Jesus' death, when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, she found it empty. A man in a white robe told her, "Go tell the disciples, especially Peter, that Jesus was